We're on the telephone with Todd Clausen, Director of Agronomy and Technical Services with Farmers Cooperative Company, FC Co-op, based in Ames, Iowa. Well, Todd, it sounds like the insects are starting to play havoc out in soybean fields. Tell us about that.
Yeah, havoc might not be the word I'm going to use yet, Ken, but we certainly are observing soybean aphids and have been since the beginning of the third week of July, so 6 and 7 and 8 days now, but soybean aphids are showing up. And remember, soybean aphids move from the north and move to the south, and so we're looking on northern farms first, north sides of farms, and really, if you know where to look for them, you can find soybean aphids just about anywhere, because, you know, they will habitat in buckthorn and brush and in acreages and things like that, but they are moving into soybean fields, and we're finding some lower levels right now as we speak.
Do you expect heavier than normal infestations, or?
Boy, normal is also one of those good words, but we're expecting this to rise. Soybean aphids love it mild; they love 75 to 78 degrees for highs. They can reproduce; they're born live. It's a full female population, and they are born live. And if you look at a soybean aphid, you can see its daughter and their granddaughters inside of them yet. And so they can explode rapidly, and in a matter of 2 days, they can double their population in the right conditions. So you have to be vigilant, and you need to be in the field, because one day you'll be there, and you go, oh, there's 10 or 20 or 25 aphids per plant. 6 days later, you're over your head, and you have 200 to 300 per plant, and that has cost you something. So with this type of weather pattern, because I'm mid-70s right now at midday in central Iowa, it's good condition for their populations to advance.
What kind of damage can they do?
You know, so soybean aphids have a piercing, sucking mouth part. So they're feeding on soybeans for sustenance. So they're pulling the sugar solution out, but they also then secrete a toxin, and so they can shut down soybean plants early. And if you shut down soybean plants today, which are sitting and beginning to really start fill the seed in the pods, it can be devastating. They can take 10 to 20 bushels out of soybeans in the worst case scenario.
And you have some good treatment options available?
Yeah, there's all types of insecticidal treatment options that can give you immediate knockdown with no residual. That would be your lowest cost direction, or you can protect yourself for a longer period of time using a longer residual product that comes at a little bit higher price. And they'll understand also there's some differences out here between soybean seed that's been treated versus soybean seed that hasn't been treated with an insecticide. Those insecticides should give you 65 days of good suppression from the time you plant. So if you have a soybean farm that has been treated with a fungicide and insecticide way back in May when you planted them, those farms are going to have a little bit of protection, though may still succumb to soybean aphid pressure.
Okay, what about corn? What are you seeing out there?
You know, for us in corn, we still have some significant disease pressure in corn, and for the most part, we're on the backside of fungicide applications simply because the closer you get to dent, the closer you get to physiological maturity for corn, the less effect fungicides have. So if you're still looking at controlling diseases and utilizing fungicide in corn, you might want to talk to a scouting expert and make sure that you can get and still get return on investment there.
So corn developing well there in that part of the country?
Yeah, I think corn looks outstanding, and boy, the state of Iowa in the last few days has caught a great deal of rain, and rain the latter part of July in corn can make a lot of grain, although, you know, the western half is still somewhat lacks a little bit of uniformity, but I think the crop overall in Iowa looks good to excellent is what the report's saying, about 82% today.
Okay. Todd, anything else happening out there that we should be aware of, or?
Not at this point. I think besides the potential insect pressure in soybeans is the next focus that we as farmers should have here in the state.